Join WDET in celebrating National Record Store Day. From April 13th to the 20th, any donation you make enters you into a drawing for 5 pairs of Third Man Record Pressing Plant tour tickets and a WDET swag bag. Experience the magic of vinyl production firsthand at the stunning pressing plant in Midtown Detroit. The tour takes place on May 16th at 4 p.m., accompanied by WDET hosts. Donate now at WDET.org/give for your chance to win, and good luck.
Curiosity is a production of WDET in Detroit. Visit us at WDET.org/curious.
I'm Shelby Jopie, and this is Curiosity, where WDET finds the answers to your questions about everything Detroit.
My name is Kim Hunter, and my question is, what happens to the materials that we put into the recycle bin that are picked up on the curb?
This is the sound of a garbage truck dumping its entire contents on the floor of Re Community Recycling in Southfield. Roughly 8,000 pounds of milk jugs, pop cans, and oh so much more. It's being raked into a huge pile, reaching about halfway to the ceiling.
Right now we're looking at probably about 180 to 200 tons of material sitting on the floor.
That's Mike Sapo. He's the general manager of Southwest Oakland County's Solid Waste Management Authority. This facility processes recyclables from all over Metro Detroit. He says Re Community goes through about 2 of these massive piles in a day.
This area, and it's going to be loud here, but this area is our what we call our pre-sort area.
That pile we just saw is fed into a big bin, and that empties onto a conveyor belt. 4 men stand on either side, clad in heavy-duty gloves, goggles, and work attire. They are focused.
They need to make sure they're removing the large items that are recyclable, like those big pieces of scrap metal, but also removing contaminants, things that aren't recyclable that might compromise the efficiency of the equipment. So things like plastic bags, garden hoses, wire.
Did you hear that? Sapo says, please don't send your plastic grocery bags here. They get tangled up in the equipment.
During downtime, whether it's lunch hour or break or in between shifts, people will have to physically get in there and remove those bags.
Throughout the system, a few machines sort through the material by type. A magnet picks up metal and drops it into a separate bin.
Now over here, these big orange machines, those are our optical sorters.
Something out of science fiction. The machines use lasers to identify kinds of paper and plastic, and then they shoot a jet of air onto that material to move it onto another conveyor belt. All along the way, human sorters perform quality control, pulling out things that aren't recyclable, like forgotten dolls and, yes, even dirty diapers.
So once the material is separated, it goes into a baler where it's compressed into these large bales and then shipped to market.
Okay, so my name is Jim Finn.
Jim Finn is a co-owner at Transpol Recycling. His company is just down the road in Hamtramck. He buys bales of large plastic items like laundry baskets and kitty litter tubs from Re Community.
And we do a further sort on it, and we shred it and grind it up by type of plastic, and then we sell that to eventual end users. For an example, I've got a deal going with a manufacturer right now in Ohio that's making kayaks, plastic kayaks.
But there's something that could bring all of this to a bit of a standstill. Petroleum prices are falling, and plastic is made out of petroleum, which means as it gets cheaper, so does the cost of making new plastics. Finn says the trend could make new plastic so much cheaper than recycled that there'd be very little incentive for manufacturers to use recycled plastics.
And if petroleum goes down another several dollars, I mean, it's going to make things go from hard to maybe almost impossible. And plastic recycling would stop.
But for now, the recyclables you put on the curb will, in fact, go to a facility to be sorted and sold to be turned into new paper, new water bottles, or maybe even a kayak. For photos of Re Community, visit WDET.org/curious. There you can ask your question about Detroit or the region. Thanks for listening. I'm Shelby Jopie.